Good work. You got the Prowler.
How could they swim across the river carrying a heavy box?
They didn't swim. They walked.
Ruby, come over here. There's your car coming.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. God impressed Pastor Peabody to reach out to people living in Mountain Meadows, but he hasn't had much success yet. He got a parking ticket and was fined for using a residence-only trash bin, and now he's been mistaken for a prowler. Will he give up, or will he exercise his faith and obey, even when God's instructions don't seem to make sense? Let's join Peabody and Deputy Bo for today's episode called Step by Step in this story series called Walls.
Pastor Peabody, when I got a report of a suspicious man wandering around Mountain Meadows, I didn't expect to run into you.
I didn't expect to run into you either.
Well, I'm working a couple of evenings a week as a security guard, earning extra money for Christmas. But what are you doing here?
I've been trying to get to know the people here, but I keep running into obstacles. I thought if I came at night to pray for the neighborhood, I could avoid the HOA guy and not get into trouble.
Good work. You got the Prowler.
Well, he's not exactly...
Wait a minute. It's you again.
I'm afraid so.
Officer, arrest him.
But I haven't done anything wrong.
You're trespassing. After dark, only a resident or security guard can let you in. Didn't you see the sign on the locked gate?
The gate wasn't locked.
Sorry, Mr. Beckman. I was late securing the gate because of Miss Wigginton's vacuum.
Mrs. Wigginton's vacuum?
Yeah, she heard noises upstairs and thought that there was an intruder.
Prowlers and intruders in Mountain Meadows? What's happening around here?
Don't worry. It turned out that her Roomba got stuck in the bathroom and was bumping up against the door. We both had a good laugh.
Well, thank goodness there's no intruder. But we still have this prowler to deal with.
I'm a pastor, not a prowler.
Oh, yeah? What kind of pastor creeps around a gated community at night?
I wasn't creeping. I've been walking around and praying for people who live here. People like you.
You just don't give up, do you? Why are the residents of Mountain Meadows so important to you anyway?
Because they're important to God, and He asked me to reach out to the families here.
Well, you can take my family off your list. I don't believe God exists.
But God knows you exist. The Bible says God created you and calls you by name.
I don't want to hear any more about the Bible. That school up there already has my wife and daughter talking about it, and I don't approve.
You mean Discovery Mountain Academy? Wait. Deputy Bo called you Mr. Beckman. You must be Janet's dad.
How do you know that?
My son Harold's in the same class. Say, why don't you visit the Harmony Corner Church sometime? We'd love to get to know your family better.
Look, Peabody, let me be very clear. I don't want to visit your church, and I don't want you bothering the residents of Mountain Meadows anymore.
But...
if I see you inside these gates again, I'll have you arrested.
But...
good night, Mr. Peabody.
Don't worry, Pastor. I don't think he'd actually have you arrested.
Maybe not, but I'm not sure I want to test him.
So, what are you going to do now?
The only thing I can do. Ask God to show me the next step.
Pastor Peabody isn't the only one struggling to understand God's directions. Remember the email Mrs. Lee got from Sunrise Home? She prayed all evening, wondering if God really wanted her to pay for the orphanage's new well instead of buying new snow tires. By the next morning, she had an answer.
Good morning, Amanda. Hey, when you pulled up out front, it looked a little like your car was sliding.
That's because it was. I need new snow tires. It's just that...
just that what?
It's just that I spent my tire money on something else.
Why did you do that?
Because God told me to.
Amanda, bad tires aren't safe. What did God want you to buy that was more important than your safety?
Oh, well.
Oh, well? But you're on the city water system.
It's not for me. It's for Sunrise Home.
Oh, yeah, the orphanage in India.
$336 to dig a new well. And I had exactly $336 set aside for new tires. I felt like God was telling me they needed it more than I did.
That does seem like a pretty clear sign. Still, $336 is a lot to give up.
Yes, but Janet Beckman is giving up her Christmas presents to buy school supplies for the orphanage she came from. How could I do any less?
But don't you worry about driving around with bad tires?
Not after Natasha said that if God wanted me to pay for the new well instead of new tires, then I'd have to trust that he would keep me safe, even with my old tires.
Oh, Amanda, I'm ashamed I didn't think of that. I guess I still have a lot to learn when it comes to trusting God.
Oh, I think we all do. Now, I'd better hurry and pick out a muffin. I don't want my students to beat me to class.
Michelle said a quick prayer for her friend's safety and was soon too busy to worry about her anymore. About half an hour later, Amy Beckman walked into the cafe, and that brought Amanda back to Michelle's mind.
Amy, did you see Mrs. Lee when you took Janet to school?
No, I just dropped her off outside. Why?
She really needs new tires, and I was worried whether she made it there okay.
Well, you can stop worrying. I saw her car in the parking lot.
Whew. You know, I shouldn't have been worrying anyway since I'd already prayed for her safety.
Does praying really help?
Yes, of course. My problem is that when I turn my concerns over to God, I have a bad habit of trying to take them back up again. Sometimes it's hard for me to give up control.
I don't seem to be in control of much of anything lately.
What's the problem?
I wish I knew. We live in a beautiful new home in a beautiful new neighborhood.
And yet?
And yet none of us are happy.
What do you mean?
Mountain Meadows has every safety feature you could ask for. But Steve and Janet worry more than ever. And Janet's fear is keeping her from opening up and making friends at school.
What about you?
I feel helpless. I know it sounds silly, Michelle, but sometimes I feel like my family's under attack.
It doesn't sound silly at all. The Bible says there is an enemy out there. We're all under attack, and there's only one solution.
God?
Yes. Are you ready to let him help you?
Jenna and I have both begun to wonder if God is real. Maybe we're even hoping he is. But I still have so many questions.
You know, you should meet with Pastor Peabody. He'd love to help you find answers to your questions.
The idea of God is still so new to me. Talking to a pastor seems like a scary step to take. Right now, I need a dozen chocolate chip cookies to take back to my beautiful, very safe new home.
Do I detect some dissatisfaction?
I just hate driving by that ugly brick wall every day. It seems to scream, "Keep out." I wish they'd built a friendlier wall.
Good point. I'll get those cookies now, but promise you'll think about talking to the pastor?
I'll think about it, but no promises.
Okay, but just so you know, I'll be praying for God to help you break through your wall of doubt and meet with the pastor.
Well, tell God if he finds a way to get rid of Mountain Meadows wall, I'll make an appointment with the pastor for sure.
Once you finish painting the background color of your ornament, glue your baby picture in the center.
That's a beautiful golden star, Janet, especially on that deep blue background. But we're supposed to be gluing our baby pictures, not painting our Christmas scenes yet.
I'm doing mine differently since I don't have... I mean, since I forgot to bring my baby picture.
You forgot your picture again? Are you embarrassed to bring it? Harold, why would she be embarrassed to bring her baby picture?
I don't know. Maybe she thinks she was an ugly baby.
Harold Peabody, you don't have to be mean just because my dad had your dad arrested last night.
Arrested? Arrested?
I keep telling you, my dad didn't get arrested. It was just a misunderstanding.
Well, maybe he should have been arrested for having such a rude son.
Janet, Harold, is there a problem?
No, Mrs. Lee.
No problem. You two have had a problem since the moment you met.
Class, put your ornaments on the table and get cleaned up now. Chaplain Jake will be here any minute. Oh, in fact, here he comes now.
Hi, kids.
What happened to Rahab after she helped the spies escape? Did they remember their promise?
The two spies promised to show mercy to her family if...
if she put the red cord out her window.
And if her whole family stayed inside the house.
Bingo! Now, let's go to Joshua chapter 3 to see what happened next.
Enosh, it's nearly daybreak. We crossed the Jordan today.
40 years ago, Salmon, our fathers failed to cross into the Promised Land because of their unbelief. When I look at that swollen river and think of the fortified city beyond it, I wonder if my faith will falter.
Remember what our leader Joshua told us. The Lord will work wonders among us today.
You're right, Salmon. If we place our confidence in Him and faithfully obey, He will reveal His power on our behalf.
And when He does, I want to be there. Let's go!
Those spies must have made it back to their camp by now, Aunt Rahab. How long does it take to organize an attack?
How can they get their army across the Jordan River, Talia? It floods every spring, nearly a mile across in some places.
You're right.
Two strong, healthy spies could make it across. But an army, carrying weapons and shields, it might be weeks before it's safe.
You sent word to the family so that they would come here when the Israelites arrive. Do you think they'll do it?
They will if they want to live.
Oh no! Do you think the soldiers are back?
Father!
It's happening. The Israelites have crossed.
Crossed? The Jordan?
Yes. All of them. Every man, woman, and child.
How?
All I know is what the scouts said. They saw it all.
Saw what?
Priests. Carrying a large gold box, they walked right into the river.
How could they swim across the river carrying a heavy box?
They didn't swim. They walked.
Walked?
The moment their feet touched the water, the river split, and the whole host of Israel crossed over on dry ground.
Aunt Rahab, it's just like what happened at the Red Sea when they escaped Egypt.
I thought their God abandoned them out there in the desert.
Well, if He did, He's certainly back now.
I came here as soon as I heard the scout's report.
And the rest of the family?
They're on their way. Now tell me, child, what is your plan to keep us safe? Have you hired private soldiers to protect us? Bribed guards to let us out of the city at night and guide us to safety?
No, Father. I'm not relying on soldiers or guards.
Then what are you relying on?
She's relying on the red cord hanging out the window.
What?
It's kind of a long story.
We'll be back with more of the story after this break.
Hey, Mountaineers, producer Steve here. There are all kinds of new things waiting for you in the Discovery Mountain Club this month. New videos and new episodes of podcasts like Jake's Take. And two new bedtime Bible stories are in the club too. And check for details on the latest club giveaways. We'll see you in the clubhouse at discoverymountainclub.com.
Hey, it's Sean Boonstra, speaker-director of The Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you this program. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Find out how you can receive a Discovery Mountain t-shirt as a thank you gift. Call us at 1-877-566-7365 today. That's 877-566-7365.
Hi, Kate Browning here. I play Kylie on Discovery Mountain. Take an adventure with your friends in Discovery Mountain in the book Mission Forgiveness. In this interactive faith adventure, you decide what happens next. Find Mission Forgiveness at discoverymountain.com/store.
The Israelites were camped less than 5 miles from Jericho, and the city was on edge. For 5 days, nothing happened. Then sentinels sounded the alarm. They were headed for Jericho.
Grandfather, can you see them? Aunt Rahab, stick your head farther out the window.
Do you wish me to fall out?
Is the red cord still there? Have you checked it?
Well, she checks it every minute, like a crazy woman. Rahab, you tell me those spies made you a promise. Can you really trust them?
I'm trusting the God of Israel.
But what do you know of the God of Israel?
Only enough to know he's our only hope.
Here they come.
I can't see. What are they doing?
Marching. Soldiers, priests, and more soldiers. 4 priests are carrying the golden box.
Oh, the procession is endless.
What are they doing now? All I hear is the sound of their feet. Where are the battle cries?
There is no battle.
Why aren't they stopping? What sort of attack is this?
They just keep marching.
And now they... I can't believe it.
Can't believe what? Tell me.
They're not attacking. We're laying siege to the city. They're marching back the way they came.
So Joshua had the Ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the army returned to camp and spent the night there.
I can't get over how real the Bible story seems.
That's what I love about Discovery Mountain. When you read the Bible, it seems like you're right there, watching the whole thing.
I'm still not used to it, but I kind of like it.
Well, that's all for today, kids. But tomorrow, we'll finish the amazing story of Jericho and learn some fantabulous archaeology facts.
Hey, Chaplain Jake, what kind of shoes do archaeologists wear in the desert?
What kind of shoes? Well, I guess boots to protect their feet.
Nope. Sandals.
Sandals? Oh, I get it. Good one, Harold.
Say thank you to Chaplain Jake, everyone. Now, class, it's time to clean up and get ready to go home. Natasha, may I come in?
Of course, Amanda. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm probably worrying about nothing, but...
It sounds like this conversation might need a cup of cinnamon apple tea. Keep talking, and I'll fix us each a cup.
Oh, thank you. What a wonderful idea.
Now, what is it you're worried about? That's probably nothing. The new well for Sunrise Home?
Oh, no. I mailed them the check this morning.
So you're worried about your tires?
No. It's the Christmas ornaments my students are making.
Oh, are they turning out to be more complicated than you thought?
Oh, no. Nothing like that. It's just that Janet still hasn't brought the baby picture she needs to finish her ornament. She keeps saying she forgot, but I suspect it's more than that.
Have you talked to her parents about it?
I was going to call her mom, but then I thought maybe I should talk to her in person instead.
That's a good idea.
So I decided to drive to Mountain Meadows this evening.
Bad idea.
But you just said it was a good idea.
Talking to her mom in person is a good idea, but driving down the mountain on your old tires? Bad idea.
It's only a few miles down the road, and I'll drive very carefully.
Amanda!
I really think if I can talk to the whole family in their own home, I'll be able to get to the bottom of the baby picture mystery.
So your mind is made up?
Yes, it is.
Then I'll be praying for you.
That's exactly what I was hoping you'd do.
Mrs. Lee seems determined to visit Janet's family, even though Natasha doesn't think it's a very good idea. Mrs. Lee isn't the only one who's planning a drive down the mountain. We'll find out who else is going to Mountain Meadows after this short break.
Hi, producer Steve here. Would you like to hear what's coming up each week in Discovery Mountain and the Discovery Mountain Club? Sign up for our weekly e-newsletter. Visit discoverymountain.com/newsletter.
Hi everyone, Ms. Jean here. Has the daily news cycle got you down this holiday season? Well, the good news is that Jesus came to earth so that we could enjoy a better life with him.
No matter what the headlines say, we can have peace on earth this Christmas and throughout the year. Now, did you know that our parent ministry, The Voice of Prophecy, created a delightful one-hour Christmas special called Peace on Earth? The special was featured on ABC Television, and it includes an inspirational message from Sean Boonstra and beautiful music from the award-winning Adventist Children's Chorus and the King's Heralds. This Peace on Earth program is available on DVD, and it would make an uplifting addition to your holiday traditions. You can find the DVD online at vop.com/store. That's V-O-P, as in Voice of Prophecy. So from all of us at Discovery Mountain, we wish you peace this holiday season.
You plan to go where?
Mabel, I know it sounds crazy.
That's because it is crazy.
Dad, last time you went to Mountain Meadows, you almost got arrested.
It makes no sense to go back. I don't want to have to bail you out of jail.
I don't want that either, but God is telling me to go, so I have to go.
But what will you do once you get there?
I don't know.
You don't even have a plan.
No, but I'm pretty sure God does.
Harold, get your coat.
Are we going somewhere?
Mountain Meadows.
As much as I'd love to have your company, Mabel, are you really sure you want to go?
If you're going, I'm going. And if we're both going, then Harold has to go too.
Do you think they'll let us be in the same cell together?
Mom, since I can't sell my note cards to the neighbors, I need another way to get money to buy school supplies for the orphanage. Can I ask Grandma Kate to give me money instead of presents this Christmas?
I suppose you can ask, but knowing my mother, she'll give you a stack of presents too.
Janet, can you make Ruby stop barking? I'm on an important call and she's making a real racket out there.
Sorry, Dad. It's my fault.
Your fault?
I accidentally threw her favorite yellow ball over the wall.
Well, go get it for her. I'd like to finish my call in peace.
Mom, do I have to go out there? It's dark and I'll have to walk clear around through the front gate.
I'll go with you. Grab a flashlight and Ruby's leash. A brisk winter's walk will be good for all three of us.
Well, here we are.
What do we do now, Craig?
We should sing Christmas carols.
God brought us here, so we need to ask Him what to do next. Lord, the people of Mountain Meadows belong to You. We can't get through this wall, but You can. If someone in there needs You, help us find a way to reach them. Amen.
Dad, Mr. Beckman might call the police if we go inside. But there's no rule that says we can't walk around the wall like the Israelites marching around Jericho.
Great idea, Harold. We can pray while we walk.
Let's get moving. My feet are freezing.
Lord, we claim the homes along this wall for You. Please help them to find You.
The ball should be somewhere right about here.
How did you manage to throw it over the wall anyway? And why didn't we install a gate into our backyard so we wouldn't have to walk all the way around through the front entrance?
Because Dad said that wouldn't be safe.
Well, it would sure be a lot more convenient.
Found it!
Happy now, Ruby girl? Come on, Janet, let's head back.
Wait, someone's coming.
Someone else lost a tennis ball?
I'll pray for the next house, Dad.
Harold?
Janet, what are you doing here?
I live here, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Beckman, I'm Pastor Peabody, Harold's dad. We met at Trekkers.
Oh, yes, of course. I sure didn't expect to see you here.
Are you going to call the police?
Why would I call the police?
You seemed nervous when you saw my husband. And considering the trouble we've had with HOA rules...
I was just surprised, that's all. This is just so odd.
Odd?
Just today, Michelle Harris told me she was praying I'd meet with you. And then here you are. It's quite a coincidence.
Well, I don't think so.
You don't?
I'd call it a divine appointment.
Divine appointment?
Yes, a seemingly random encounter that's actually been arranged by God. Tell me, what brought you out here tonight?
I accidentally threw Ruby's favorite ball over the wall.
What are the chances you'd have to retrieve a ball at exactly the same time we'd be here praying for the people of Mountain Meadows?
You think God arranged for us to meet?
I'd say God timed things exactly right.
Why would he do that?
Because God knows you and knows you're searching for something. Michelle knows it too. That's why she prayed for us to meet.
Ruby, come over here. There's your car coming.
Hey, that looked like Mrs. Lee's car.
Why would Mrs. Lee be coming to Mountain Meadows?
Mrs. Lee!
No, Director Doug, did Mrs. Lee just crash her car?
It's possible. She needed new tires, remember?
Yeah, she obeyed God and paid for a new well for the Sunrise Home Orphanage instead of buying new tires. So why would God let her have an accident?
Well, we don't always immediately understand God's decisions, do we? You know, at first, I'm sure Joshua wondered why God told the Israelites to march around Jericho. And Pastor Peabody didn't understand why God kept sending him back to Mountain Meadows until he had his divine appointment with Amy Beckman.
That's true. And Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24, those are a good reminder. They say, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." If we exercise our faith by obeying God and letting Him guide our steps, even when we don't fully understand His instructions, we can trust that whatever happens is part of His plan.
Pastor Peabody and Mrs. Lee both chose to obey God and let Him guide their steps. So we're going to have to trust that in next week's episode, we'll find out more about God's plan for them.
I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us at discoverymountain.com or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, L1H7V4. This is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain, where every day is an exercise in faith. Step by Step was written by Janice Nelson, produced by Steve Phillips, and post-produced in Ontario, Canada by Douglas Bruce and Danny Columbie. Recorded in Loveland, Colorado at the Voice of Prophecy Studios and in California and Ontario.